I want to turn to a company that is giving Wall Street a pretty big caffeine jolt today in its market debut. We've got shares of the Oregon-based coffee chain Dutch Bros up a whopping 60%, 6-0, in their first day of trading on the New York Stock Exchange. Now, the stock was initially priced at $23 a share. And that was at the high end of expectations, by the way. Joining me now is Joth Ritchie, president and CEO of Dutch Bros. And we're also joined by Yahoo Finance's Brooke DePalma. Thanks so much, guys, for joining us. So first off, congratulations, Joth. You started at humble beginnings. This company started out selling coffee from a push cart in a small town in Oregon to going public on the largest exchange in the world. Just tell us what that journey has been like and what today means to you and the company.
Well, what an amazing day, right? I mean, just the culmination of 30 years of hard work by thousands and thousands of employees and people across the western half of the U.S. that have really built Dutch Bros and really put all of us in this spot that we're at today to get the response that we got, to be able to tell a great story. And it's not just our employees, but also our customers that have been with us all the way through the years.
And right now, Dutch Bros is in 11 states. I'm on the East Coast, and I'm just waiting for it to come here. So with this extra capital in hand, do you intend to make your way to the East Coast?
You know, we'll continue to grow. We've been a very disciplined growth company from the beginning, and I think the disciplined strategy we put in place for growth, I see us somewhere on the Eastern Seaboard in the next maybe 3-4 years, and we'll see how far north that gets.
Joth, I know I was looking at some of your numbers, pretty impressive. Sales up 27% last year to over $325 million, but profits are thin, just about $5.7 million. I guess that's a reflection of just how much you're pouring back into the business. But what kind of insight can you give us on that profit number?
Well, a lot of just cleanup overall related to some debt and there was some employee compensation in there as well, but really, that's really more looking to the past than we are really looking to the future on where profitability is headed for the long term.
And Joth, right now there are about 471 shops across the U.S. A majority of those are franchise owned. Now, we've seen staff shortages hit as well as wages hit all fast food chains across the U.S. How are you strategically working with your franchise owners to make sure that it doesn't hit hard?
So really, our franchisees have been an important part of our business from day one. Over the last 3 years, we've really accelerated our company-owned shops. So we're almost at about 45% company-owned now and 55% franchised. And most of our new locations in the future are going to be company-owned. You know, we certainly aren't immune to some of the market challenges related to hiring. However, I think we've gone from what I tell people, kind of a great situation in hiring to good. I think a Dutch Bros position in any market is a badge of honor for somebody in the part-time labor pool and really probably the best job you can have in a market. So we've done really well on that end. We haven't had the challenges that we've seen other people have. And as long as we keep our culture right, we focus on our people, we focus on the chemistry that we have within our stands and delivering that service, you know, we feel like we're in a pretty good place on the labor end.
So, Joth, I know you have a pretty devoted fan base. Your loyal customers refer to themselves as Dutch Mafia. How do you plan to build on that momentum and take on the established chains, you know, as you move across the country, chains like Starbucks, like Tim Hortons and Dunkin'?
Yeah, a couple ways. I mean, one is remember, I mean, we're 30 years old and really have been in with Starbucks all along the way. I mean, two Pacific Northwest brands. Really growing, and I think in most markets that we're in, we're probably a half a mile to a mile away from any trading area that's been developed by Starbucks. As we continue to grow, I think one is that our rewards app, we've had over 2.7 million people sign up for our app since February 1st, and I think that's a really good indication of as we've gone into new markets and have people sign up and be part of the loyalty that is Dutch Bros, they get to experience the brand and some of the ways that we reward them for their continued support. Two is that we have to continue with our service model. I think the big difference for Dutch Bros is that we're a beverage company, but we're really built on the backs of our people and the service that we provide every day in our stand. So we maintain our culture, we maintain our service, we maintain the great people program that we have, our people systems, I think we're going to do really well. And that's been the case for this company for 30 years, and we believe it's the case that we'll take forward for the next 30.
And one aspect that's also unique to Dutch Bros is that Blue Rebel energy drink. There's not many energy drinks at other major coffee chains across the U.S. I know that those account for about 24% of your sales, actually more than the hot coffee and cold coffee individually. So how exactly do you see the energy market moving forward, that energy drink? Will it be continue to be a big piece of your portfolio?
I believe so. I think energy has been a big part of our program for the last 15 plus years. And what Blue Rebel's done is it continues to grow at double digits every year. I think that energy market is a big market when you think about, what happens in convenience stores and grocery stores and how broad the Red Bull and Monster and the category that those companies have created and the brands that have been created. I think there continues to be a great opportunity for us in energy. We also serve it the way you want it. So you can flavor your energy. You can put it in a slushy type drink. You can put it in an ice drink, or you can just drink it straight up. And I think what's fun is the customization of what we do with energy is, I think, really a unique proposition for us.
I'm anxious to try it, Joth. You got to make your way over to the East Coast. I want to just ask you about. Sounds good. Well, we're happy to try it. I want to ask you, though, about the unusual stock structure with this IPO, because I know that your co-founder and chairman, Travis Boersma, I hope I'm saying his name right, Travis Boersma.
You said it great. Yep.
Great. He controls 74% of the voting shares, and that gives his shares a much larger voice than, I guess, common shareholders. Why did you guys decide to structure it that way?
Well, I think Trav and the family and the Boersma family have been such an important part of the growth and what this company is all about. I mean, it's been built on their backs, and we really felt like it was a great indicator. If I'm a shareholder and I know that Trav has control and you know what this company has been built on and what's important to this business, I feel really good about Trav having that level of voting ability and know that having him and his discipline and his feeling about people and culture and community and what he does for people, I like our chances with him in the position that he's in.
And Joth, I do want to note very quickly, Dutch Bros is also very mission-oriented, very focused through Dutch Love Day in February. As you make this public debut on a larger landscape, how do you hope that mission moves forward?
Well, I hope we can continue to share our philanthropic efforts as we've done for 30 years, continue to grow that and expand that. I think that Dutch Love, our Drink One for Dane, which supports ALS, and then we just did our Buck for Kids program on Friday of last week to support local children's programs in every market that we're in. One of the pieces we're after is to make a difference in our community and for our customers, and we think the philanthropy that we have is one of the cornerstones of what we're about.
I'm taking a look at the stock here, and it just keeps going up, Joth. I mean, now it is up 66, almost 67% here in its Wall
Amazing.
Street debut. I mean, I know hindsight's 2020, but do you think, I don't know, maybe we could have priced this thing a little bit higher?
Oh, I think you can always say that. I think everybody who's lucky enough to be in this position can say that. But I think, honestly, we're lucky and just privileged to be in the position that we're in and just super excited and going to enjoy the day. I mean, We know people have high expectations on what we're going to do, and maybe this is an indicator of the excitement around the brand, and we're excited to deliver that for people.
Well, you're certainly off to a pretty good start. Joth Ricci, your president and CEO of Dutch Bros, and of course our own Brooke DePalma. Thanks so much for being with us.